Hello, it's Angel. Typically, when I record my pillow talks, I'm in bed, it's late at night, it's dark and just kind of calm and that nighttime feel. I'm recording this in the morning, actually, which I don't think I've ever done. And it's really nice. The sun's, like, the morning sun's coming out the window. It's very pretty. It was just a different feel, I guess. Starting off with the tangent right at the beginning, obviously, clearly. You read the title. Obviously, this is a pillow talk about kissing. I wanted to start with a quote from The Tropic of Cancer, written by Henry Miller, who's like one of my, yeah, he's one of my men. I love him. And he says in The Tropic of Cancer, or he writes, "What holds the world together, as I have learned from bitter experience, is sexual intercourse." And I absolutely don't agree with that. In erotic novels, in television shows and movies, I'm sure in romance novels and just so much of the media out there right now, you see a couple kiss, you know, a goodnight kiss or making out at the end of a date or something like that. And you see like a maybe a little shot of that, and then it goes straight to they're either having sex or they just finished having sex and they're dealing with the aftermath of that. I think that's so unfortunate because I don't personally don't want that big push to have sex. I mean, I like sex, don't get me wrong. It's wonderful. But in a relationship or when dating, you have such a short window, just a small window of that new like the first kiss, the learning what the other person likes, where they like to be touched. And I really like to learn all of that. I really want the other person to learn all of that. And so to draw it out and not be a tease and not be evil and drive the person crazy because all they want is to do is have sex. But I've never been in a relationship where either of us rushed in to sex because all the other stuff is so fun and I want to keep it going. Like, does that make sense? I don't know if it does. It might just be weird and crazy. I think it does. I think there's people out there, that really just like, the foreplay aspect of it, but not actually go through all the motions. I have friends and that can replay, that can really just, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, I don't know, but really just say, like, blow for blow exactly what, like, a makeout session was. Like, they can explain everything. Well, she ran her hands through my hair here, he put his hand on the back of my shirt then, and da-da-da-da-da. They can go on and tell you about it like you were there, like you were watching it. I can't do that. If I'm kissing somebody, if I'm with someone, I'm so present, so in the moment, and just really experience it that I don't tend to remember a lot of it. I mean, certainly I remember I was there and was what happened. But to say exactly where the person touched me or how it all started, I usually remember how things start. But I just get lost in all of it. And so I can't tell someone else, well, not that I think you really should, but I can't tell those things and replay them and repeat them because I guess I'm just really present. I don't know. I think a lot of people can really replay those things. I can't. I don't know. if that's bad or good. Anyway, kissing. You know, there's good kissing and there's bad kissing. Everybody has a different scale on what's good and what's bad. I guess the things I don't like, the one that makes me cringe the most on this list of kinds of kisses, the butterfly kisses. I hate those. They're just drive me crazy. I don't think a guy should be giving them to begin with, but I certainly don't give them. And if you don't know what a butterfly kiss is, it's when you're like really close up to the person, like your cheek is against them, and they bat their eyes really fast, their eyelashes. So you feel their eyelashes just gently running up and down against your skin. I hate that. It drives me crazy. Like, I will want to punch you if you do that. Like, I'm like, no. And I had a boyfriend that did it all the time, and I'm like, it's just, ugh, I don't like it. It's weird. Another one I don't like is, this is terrible. This is really bad, but this is just how I am. If at the beginning, like the beginning of the night, you know, I just spent quite a bit of time trying to get ready and look pretty and feel pretty. And the person I'm with just kind of, totally ruins my hair and makeup in one, like, pressed up against the wall kiss. Is that terrible to admit that I don't like that? Like, I mean, I haven't even left the house yet and you're already ruining it. I mean, I shouldn't complain about that, because if someone feels that passionate towards you, you should really enjoy it and be grateful. But there's other places you can kiss me without smearing my makeup. So it's another one. I was reading online, like different ones. And there's this type of kiss that I'd never heard of before. And Lord help the person that ever tries this on me, because they're going to get a weird look. And they're going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? It's called the secret. It's called a lot of different things, just like everything. But I read it a couple of different places where it was called the secret message kiss. And I don't know if you've ever heard, like, during oral sex, if you're going down on a woman, to trace out the alphabet, or like some guys are like, well, I signed my name in her because then she's mine, or, you know, whatever. Whatever makes you enjoy yourself, guys. Or girls, you know, whoever's going down there. I don't think women really sign their name. But I think it's more a man thing, but maybe. I don't know. Anyways, it's the same concept as that. So you guys are making out. Your tongues are in each other's mouths. Or just one tongue is in one mouth. And they're like spelling out a message in your mouth. Like, don't pull back and tell me what you want to say. Like, don't spell out a word in my mouth. I wouldn't enjoy that. Please don't. I don't know. I'm sure some of you love that. Like, I'm sure there are people out there that think that's incredibly romantic and it's probably a fun little game. It is not for me. Not for me. So I don't mean to put your kissing style down. If I do, I don't mean it. I would never mean to put your kissing style down. The other one that's terrible for me personally is if they bite your tongue. Like, that would make me gun shy. Like, if someone bit my tongue, I would never put my tongue in their mouth again. Or really, certainly rethink the thoughts of ever having sex with them, because if they're biting my tongue, what the hell are they going to do during oral sex? So, I mean, it's definitely kissing and, like, waiting a little while before you actually have sex is telling to see exactly what their style is. Okay, and then I'm just calling it the vampire kind of kiss, which, I mean, everyone knows what that is. It's, when a person's, like, just going crazy on your neck. No, I'm a grown woman. I don't need hickeys. I don't. It's embarrassing. It's tacky. As an adult, I do not like that. I don't know that I liked it as a teenager, just because, you know, and then your parents are like, oh, what's that? Or, you know, you can only pull the, I burnt myself with a curling iron so many times. And as an adult, I'm skilled with my curling iron, so that rarely happens. Now, don't get me wrong. hickeys and all of those little bruises and everything. Yeah, it feels awesome at the time, but just do it like a place where I can cover it. Or at least, you know, if you get a little carried away, maybe wait till winter so like it's more in style to wear a scarf or something. Have you ever gone to kiss someone? I don't know that this has happened to me. But I may have just blocked it from my memory. And it's just like, or no, I take that back. This has happened, but not it. Okay. So the person is, coming in to kiss you, but for whatever reason, you don't want the kiss. And they don't really ask if you want the kiss or not. They're just coming in to kiss you. And so they've got this huge open mouth kiss and they're just like slobbering. Like they're kind of like a lamprey, just like hooked onto you. And you, have your mouth closed. You're like, no, your access is denied, which is like a horrible, horrible feeling, I'm sure. But, you know, plan it out a little better. And there's like the two extremes, like the person who's really, who has like a lot of moisture when they kiss, a lot of saliva, just really, really a wet kisser. And then there's the other extreme where it's just really dry. It's just like, it's so funny. What else? Okay, this is gross. This is really gross. Anything to do with tongue, I'm on the fence about. But the one that's really weird is like the lizard kisser. You know, lizards like dart their tongue in and out of their mouth. Like someone who does that. Yeah, no, thank you. You know. Or the person whose tongue is like so far back in your mouth. Oh my god, like. Like, really, only a dentist or your toothbrush should be going that far back. Their person's tongue. No, thank you. Or too much teeth, and, like, they're constantly... Like, you get into it, and your teeth bump, and that happens. But when it's, like, constant, like when my teeth, like, grind up against something, or when someone bumps my teeth more than just, like, once or twice, that's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Like, I can't relax with that. I'm like, aw. And then, the other one that's kind of like, I'm hit or miss about it. I don't really have a stance on it, but usually the next day I have a stance on it. It's when someone has facial hair. And there's different lengths of facial hair and different, you know, textures. But there's that one length, and you guys all know it. It's that length where it just feels like sandpaper. Like, there's the really, really short that just kind of feels nice. And then there's, like, just a little bit longer. It's the in-between the longer and the really, really short that just hurts like a bitch. Like, it just, like, and your skin is just so raw the next day. So it's like you don't care when it's happening. But the next day you look in the mirror and you're like, how am I going to go out into the world like this? It's usually worth it. I will admit that. But it's still... still something to take into consideration. I love Keats. You guys probably know. I love John Keats. Love anything, everything. Yes. And in his poem Bright Star, he says, pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast to feel forever its soft fall and swell, unrest, still to hear her tender taken breath, and so live ever, or else swoon in death. And that's something that gets me so excited when I'm kissing someone, is their breath. Like, when you can, like, make somebody, and not just kissing, I mean, pretty much any kind of reaction where they, like, when they suck in their breath, like, not like that, because that was just, like, really, comical, cartoonish, I don't know, that was not sexy at all, what I just did, but,
I mean, you can, like, really alter a person's breathing patterns. Like, you know you're doing something good. I like, so I talked about, like, kisses not a big fan of. So the good stuff is, like, the forehead kisses. Totally. Oh, my gosh. You guys do not know the power of a forehead kiss. It's just incredible. Like, what it does to me, it's just special, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay, I will admit this. I do get a little cheesy with my kissing. I get lovey-dovey. I'm a super cuddly girl. I'm a girly girl, and I hate to admit this. But I like the Eskimo kisses. Not on a regular basis. Certainly not. But, maybe once a month that comes out in me. And if you don't know what Eskimo kisses are, it's where you rub your noses against each other. Like, it's so cheesy. I know, it's embarrassing to admit. Like, French kissing, you know, as long as you pass all the other tongue issues, I'm good with it. my kissing style, like, I'm a tease, and I'm really playful, and I really like to have fun, and, so I really like to, like, bite the person's lip, like, not really bite it, but, like, you know, just kind of tug at their lip, and, like, pull back and get to see their face. I like that, I like eye contact a lot, and so I'm not someone who wants to, like, go under for an hour with my eyes closed. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's great. You know, just sitting in somebody's lap making out with them. But I like to pull back and see them and really see where they are on the scale of arousal to know what to do next. I think it's typically a thing like men do to women where they kiss your hand, but I love to kiss a man's palm. Like, I don't know what that is, or like their fingertips. I really like that, so that's fun. Earlobe, I'm hit or miss with that. Typically, if the guy really doesn't like it, I want to do it all the time just because it's just a funny reaction. Then, you know, the normal cheek kisses. Like the jawline, like someone kissing their way across my jawline. Holy crap. Yeah. Like that stuff I said earlier about like really waiting to have sex and really enjoying yourself. You do that. Yeah. You're fucked. That's and in the best way possible. And then like, of course, nothing's better than like getting woken up, like saying like someone like waking you up with a kiss. So wonderful, and just what? How can you start your day better than being kissed by someone that you like or love or feel something for? And of course, the goodnight kisses. Just, I mean, there's no words really. Is there? I know lots of people write things about those goodnight kisses, but you all know what I mean, right? Nothing's just. Nothing's better than that perfect goodnight kiss. Like, it's just, that's all, that's it. That's all you have to say. It's just great. Oh, yeah, finally, this, I'm really going on a limb admitting this, but you guys, I mean, you're good. You're comfortable with me, so, okay. I don't really know what the word or what the term is for this type of kiss. Me and one of my friends call it, like, the puppy dog kiss. And it's the kind of kiss where you haven't seen somebody all day, or you're really missing somebody, or you're really, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it's been a long day, and you just really are craving this person. And so the moment you see them, you don't say anything. I mean, maybe you do. But you're just so happy to see them. That you just cover them in kisses, like just kiss them on the cheeks, on the chin, on the nose, on the forehead, eyelids, just absolutely, like all day, every time you thought about kissing them, you just need to get it out right at that moment. And you're just like, you know, they're just stuck. They just need to take it and just be happy that you're excited to see them. You know, just like a puppy dog gets so excited to see you and they just cover you in kisses. That's exactly, yeah. And that's like really, that's my way of knowing I really have it bad for somebody when like I think about doing that, because I mean, you don't care what you look like, because I'm sure I look ridiculous like doing that, like the excitement level. Probably do look like a puppy dog jumping up on somebody, but it's just, it's so awesome, it's so fun. That's my list of kissing techniques. I'd love to hear if you guys knew of any that I didn't talk about, because I always love learning. I wanted to close with a tiny little poem. I've shared this with you guys in the past. It's from a book called I Wrote This For You, and it's anonymous. And it's called The Lipstick on the Window. It says, "The words I love you become nothing but noise. But that's why we kiss, to say with our lips what we couldn't say before." Which is true. Alright, everyone. Well, I hope that was fun. I hope it was. I really wanted it to be lighthearted and just silly. I hope you all are very well and sleeping well and just smiling right now. I really hope I made you all smile. So, take care.